All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Bienvenidos al Salón de Speedy Jr., Speedy Jr.'s Lounge. We're going to keep this show pretty much 99% English today because I have a very, very special guest. All my friends in O-Town should recognize this person because he is Orlando DJ Royalty over there. And if you are a fan of the Red Bull 3 style and, of course, a Masters of the Mix, you already know who I have as my guest today. He is none other than DJ M Squared. How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. And I really appreciate you taking the time out because we're going to talk about your brand new track that you have released right now with a Latino flair that you did with Fito Blanco. And there's another young lady that's on that track as well.
Noemi, yes.
And she's awesome, man. I checked out the track and I really enjoyed it. Let's before we get into that, and I also want, I'm going to play the track here in the video and in this podcast, so just so they can hear a little taste of it. And hopefully the copyright flags won't knock me out.
Yeah, you should be safe. There.
Yeah. Well, we'll do something. We'll play the hook and let's see what happens. But let's talk about your musical journey. So I see you started with drums in the beginning. So was that like how was that transition to being a musician into DJing? What inspired you to actually pick up, get into the turntables?
Man, I always just had a love for music. That's my passion overall. And that drew me to drums first in school. So I was in a drum band, first chair, percussion, snare, across the board. That taught me a lot about rhythm and groove and helped me to understand how to work in a chorus with a symphonic band, with a concert band, with a jazz band. So that helped me to tune my ear musically.
Right. So you have a deep musical background because you did that in school. You even went to college and got a degree and all that, and also in business. And we'll talk about that later on. But
sure.
So when you finally, what was the big thing to, DJing is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all this knowledge and DJing is what we're going to do.
Yeah. So while I was in school, after I'd leave, band and things like that, I would come home to the radio in my room and hear the local on-air mix show DJs at the time, who were DJ Nasty, DJ Pro Style, Jimmy Pro Jams, Style. Rest in peace. All of these guys were like kings on the radio here in town. And that's all I would listen to. And I was so drawn to it. I would record the mixes and try to emulate what they were doing without having turntables yet. I would use dual cassette decks to try to make pause mixes, pressing the pause to try to catch the beat. So that turned into getting exposure to actual turntables. I'm like, how are they making this sound? How are they making these scratching sounds? And that's what really led me to say, I want to try DJing. I want to be able to do what I'm hearing these amazing DJs doing on the radio every day.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So from DJing to perfecting your craft, we fast forward. Of course, you did the, we can probably, the whole Orlando circuit, shout out to the whole 407, 321 that's probably watching this right now. And we got a lot of love for all the people in Orlando, man. I go back and forth all the time. And we want to talk about what was first for you? Was it the Red Bull 3 style or was it the Masters of the Mix competition?
Yes, so it was the Red Bull 3 style first out of those two.
So a lot of people, like, they see that competition and they say, man, I don't understand, some DJs don't understand the concept of what it takes to compete in one of those kinds of Red Bull actual version of that, because they see the DMC and that's, of course, more turntablism and you have a shorter time span. But now in Red Bull, their template is a little different. And I know you're also a judge as well now sometimes. So go ahead and explain for somebody who aspires to even try out, even have a chance at a Red Bull 3 style shot or audition, what they're looking for.
Yeah, so very gracious to be a part of the Red Bull 3 style program and have won the championship for the United States, which made me number one DJ in America.
Yeah.
And to be able to see the world and tour as a Red Bull artist has been an amazing honor, and be able to just touch people with music. And that's what I'm all about. And I think the three style really comes down to just having a great knowledge of music, having solid skills foundation as a DJ, and being able to rock the party. That's really a major piece of that equation when it comes to winning and a successful outcome in a three style. You want to be able to have the technical foundation, know your music, to be able to cross genres and be able to tie different genres together that are, you know, unexpected, and something good for the ear, and also right. connect with the crowd that's in front of you, to be able to touch them, showcasing what you're doing. That's really what it comes down to. Those are the three major elements, show, stage presence, connecting with the crowd, and also a style of music in your actual skill, your technique.
Okay, but fair enough, because I aspire to try out for one of these days.
So you should do it.
I have some questions for myself. I don't know. I don't know if my level is high enough, man. I don't know. I got a lot of self-doubt. Somebody like me that has a lot of self-doubt. I mean, do you need multiple sets ready? You know what I mean? Or is it like, okay, I got a solid 15 minutes?
Yeah, it depends on your style and how you like to train, how you like to practice. I think it really comes down to that and knowing how to understand how you learn, how you go through your different transitions. And I think it's good to have backups. There's nothing wrong with having, with preparing to the highest level. You want to make sure that you feel comfortable getting on that stage, because there's elements that you can't factor in for. Right. When you're practicing, there's, temperature of the room, every little detail plays a part in your performance, whether, how focused or distracted you might be, just depends on your personal, how you adapt to those environments.
I see. Because you might have to make a change on the fly. Maybe what you have next is not right,
Yeah. And you could have a technical issue with a turntable with one of the turntables in the middle of a set, or a fader may pop off, or an EQ knob may fly off, or, there's so many different factors that could happen when you only have 15 minutes to give your best performance for the crowd and for the judges.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, I feel a little bit more confident now from all that information.
Yeah.
And I hope anybody else who ever aspires to try out for the Red Bull 3 style, there you go. You heard it from a champion himself and a judge right there. A little bit of this, give you a little bit behind the scenes of what they're looking for and stuff like that. But so transitioning to that, to participating in something like Masters of the Mix, which is more of like almost like a reality show. I mean, how does that? Do you really have a real set? Is that your real performance there on the show? I mean, a lot of people ask those questions. Like, is that, work now when it's now scripted or a reality show, and you got to do things and you have producers and stuff like that?
It's 100% real, on the spot performances. And the way it works is they selected the best 11 DJs in the country that auditioned. Thankfully, I was one of them that was chosen for my season 2. And they put us on, they flew us out to Hollywood once we won. So our first episode was shot there. And the remainder of the season was a competition touring across the country to all the biggest party cities for all of these different challenges that they had to give us in every different city.
You were in front of a
it's a different crowd every night. It was a different crowd, and it could be a celebrity guest judge as well, in that particular city where we're in. So there were so many curveballs that were thrown at us as well. Even going back to technical issues, that was actually something they threw in intentionally on one of the challenges. Was you didn't know, but you get to the set and one turntable's not working. But there's hundreds of people in front of you, and you have to figure it out. And still put on a show in 5 minutes,
right?
And figure out how to make that other turntable work and how to put on a show with a broken turntable. So these are just some of the small, different things that they throw at you to be able to see, okay, let's see what, what level these guys can handle. So
So from being a world-class DJ, championship DJ, transitioning now to, you know, what your other love is, your production side of your artistic side of, you know, making music and stuff like that. I checked out some of your past tracks and stuff like that, and you have a lot of EDM heavy tracks and stuff like that. What was your inspiration for that at that time, your that producing time in your life?
Yeah, so I've always actually been producing. Mm-hmm. Just as long as I've been DJing, I've been okay. in this music industry for 20 years now, just continuing to pursue, you know, the excellence and, you know, work to the best of my ability on my craft and always sharpening my craft and looking to learn and looking to grow and get better always. So production to me just came alongside DJing. These are things I would hear, you know, how certain records are put together that I'm playing out every night. I'm seeing how people are responding to certain records in real time. That's what really inspired me to pick up an MPC or pick up a Korg Triton back when, you know, I really started. You know, it was all about outboard gear at the time. Right. Now with everything's in the box, DAW, you know, so I, you know, I love software, it. I love right? the technology. Yeah, it's all software in the box, and I'm happy about that too. But you know, I still have my MPC. I'll never get rid of that. So, that's you know, good. Those are that's things good. That I like to. Thank you. Yeah, those are things that I just, you know, I really are sentimental to me.
Sometimes you got to bang it out. Started. You know, you
got to bang exactly. Out the I love the idea of banging pads and. You know, and I could also, you know, click and move things around as well if I need to. So that's what really inspired me to really pick up the production and stay with it was just the way I saw the music that I'm playing, how people respond to it. And that helped me understand how music's put together, you know, the different layers that, you know, the changes, the different genres. So I've always aimed to produce the same way I DJ, how I'm able to be open format across the board, genre to genre. Production wise, I adapt that same mindset when it comes to producing and creating. There's no genre that I, you know, don't want to be a part of, or I don't want to try my hand at creating. So in the past, I have released a myriad of different styles from EDM, you know, big room, mm-hmm. more like, you know, funk mm-hmm. inspired.
I hear some funk inspired, a lot of very eclectic, you know, some EDM and some, you know, just a lot of, you know, things that you're into. That's what I got.
Absolutely.
A lot of your past work. Yeah.
And that's how I like to approach it is whatever I'm inspired by. That's what I like to create as a producer. That's how I approach it.
Excellent. So now from that, talking about the brand new release that's out right now, Ganas with Fito Blanco and also Noemi. Let's talk about this track. Why a reggaeton inspired track or a Latino inspired track?
I was really inspired by the summer vibe, you know, that I was kind of hearing in the clubs and also playing and at the time. And I wanted to try to encapsulate that musically as well. And I want to have two artists. It was important to have two artists on this track for me, just the way that I had laid it out and the melody and the lines. And I wanted to get a male and a female going back and forth together. Mm-hmm. And my manager, Jay Swift, he reached out to both Fito's team and Noemi's team to make the connection happen. And, you know, Fito's in Toronto and Noemi's also traveling and doing her thing and as well. So we got together actually in the studio to be able to make this record a reality and write the record in real time, which is very rare today. You know, it's all about sending files back and forth and, you know, WeTransfer and this and that. Yep. And I said, no, I want this to be something that's special, that's unique, that we can create from the ground up. We can build it. And thankfully, that's what we were able to make happen. I was able to bring Fito here to Orlando and Noemi as well. And we got together here in the studio, here at Plush Studios. And it was just an incredible session. Everything was so organic. We started out just talking, getting to know each other. It's the first right. time all three of us met in person. So we really wanted to be able to get a feel for each other and then, you know, get the music going. And I'd made the beat. Noemi actually had picked the beat at an earlier session that I met her at. And once she said, hey, that's the one, you know, that's the one I think is good. That's when we really got in with Fito, all three of us together, and started building the track from ground up, man. And those are two incredible superstars, man. Fito and Noemi are incredible artists, and I'm thankful to have them both on the track.
Well, I want to let everyone who's watching the show hear a little bit of the song here, and I really like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you.
Excellent, man. I really do like the track. I really do like the track a lot. And
appreciate it.
Is this like a you think is this like something you're gonna be doing a lot now? I really really like the response so far that you've been getting from the feedback you've been getting from Ganas.
Yes, it's been absolutely crazy. Thank you to everyone that's been listening, that's been sharing, that's been commenting, supporting the track. Thank you. Super grateful for your support. And this is definitely, I'm going to continue making more collaborative records with more artists. I'll also be doing a lot of instrumental records as well, and working on a documentary currently. And I'm just super looking forward to what's next.
Excellent, excellent. So, I talk to a DJ who's great things, traveling the world, I like to give them a chance to talk to any other DJ that's like says, man, I want to inspire, I want to get to that level, and I want to do that, any words of wisdom for any inspiring DJ or somebody who's just in the grind in their town and they're just like, they can't break that bubble or they just can't expand their horizons yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I know coming from humble beginnings as well, the climb and the journey. And I think everybody has their own unique journey. I would say just focus on your particular journey. Trust the process. Stay focused, stay hungry, continue sharpening your craft, and stay true to your vision. I think that's the most important thing.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, DJ M Squared. Thank you so much for taking out your time out of your day and talking to us about your new track. And I wish you much success in the future. And I can't wait to see you judge some more Red Bull freestyle stuff and see you actually in action in a competition again in the future again. Because I love your performance sets and.
Thank you.
It was really inspiring, man. They're really great technique and skill. I inspired to do that as well one day.
I appreciate those words, man. Thank you so much for having me on your platform. And I appreciate all the support, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Speedy Junior signing off. El Salón de Speedy Junior, Speedy Junior's Lounge here on LaMezcla.com. Or you're listening to the podcast on Spotify. Give us a like, give us a follow, give us a share. Tell Alexa, play La Mezcla podcast or LaMezcla.com podcast. I'm not sure exactly what the command is, but we'll figure it out. Thank you so much, Mr. DJ M Squared. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.